More letters from God and His Christ. The Planting of the Lord. May 6th, 2011. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Lord's words spoken to Timothy, for Masilamani, and for all those who have ears to hear. Addendum 2. A blemish and a stain. Masilamani speaking. Amen to the Lord's word. Brother, are we going to stop this meeting? As Lord said, nor we continue with some Lord unwilling doctrine. And one thing I want to say here is, this is the thought from Brother Salmon, and I do also don't know what the teacher teach over here. But I completely believe that whatever it may, would encourage the whole fellowship. Thus says the Lord, let the congregation of believers fellowship in the Lord. Let all take solace in my name, taking refuge in my glory, receiving peace according to my majesty, in which my love was and is revealed, the blood of which pours down still. Discern wisely, therefore, and depart not from my commandment, for I am he who sees, the Lord who knows. Walk in the paths which are established by my footsteps, and I will surely uphold you, and among all men you shall be blessed above measure. I am the Lord. Tread the path of men. Walk in their footsteps along the wide and heavy-laden path, and I swear by myself, says the Lord, you shall surely fall, and from you my glory shall depart, until the day I restore you by tears of heavy sorrows, in the day I make Israel my jewel. For the apple of the Lord's eye is Jacob, and my people are called Israel. Behold, I had sent forth the branch, the one who is called Beloved, he whose grace is beyond measure, whose love reaches across the ages, both the former and the latter. And all who seek to stain his robes by doctrines born of men and the deceiver will be cast off. All those who endeavor to reconcile torment with mercy and darkness with light shall be broken off. For I am he, the Lord of glory, and my vesture is praise. My name shall be exalted high among the nations. Therefore, do not be confused by my speech. Be set free. For I am come down to abase the proud and the lofty, to give the meek their reward, to gather from among all nations the light which I have planted. It shall be removed. Blessed is the planting of the Lord, for in them there is no compromise, only praise to my glory. They are lights, shining bright in this present darkness, and in them I am well known, says the Lord.